From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Turmoil in Egypt continues for a sixth day. Protesters again are defying a curfew to stage anti-government demonstrations. Egyptian opposition leader Mohamed El-Baradei says President Hosni Mubarak could end the crisis by leaving Egypt today. El-Baradei told CNN he's been authorized by the people to form a unity government.
As everybody now agrees on, is a transitional period, a government of national salvation, of national unity, and then prepares the grounds for a new constitution, a free and fair election. These are the three basic demands what every Egyptian is agreeing upon.
He said he hopes he'll be in touch with the army soon on working together, saying the army is part of Egypt. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on Egypt to have an orderly transition to democracy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Clinton has backed away from comments earlier in the week when she said the Mubarak government is stable.
Making the rounds on network TV, Secretary Clinton made clear that no one is satisfied with the steps Hosni Mubarak has taken so far. She told CNN that the U.S. wants to see a real plan that will bring about a democratic government in Egypt.
I think we have to keep on the message we've been on, convey that publicly and privately as we are doing, and stand ready to help with the kind of transition that will lead to greater political and economic freedom.
The State Department is urging Americans in Egypt to obey curfew orders and consider leaving as soon as they safely can. The department is also offering to help families of American diplomats and non-essential embassy employees to leave. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Preliminary results of Sudan's independence vote show that 99% of voters in the south said they wanted to secede from the north. NPR's Frank Langford reports the vote follows years of repression from the north.
Would you go back into 15 or 20 years ago, there was an effort by the north to Islamicize and Arabize the south. People had to study in Arabic. There was some pressure to become Muslim. But for the last 5 years, the South has run their affairs, and that has kind of faded. You still hear people talk about the Arabs in the North bitterly, and they will talk about the Muslims and their resentment over what they felt is people really impinging on their religion down here, which is largely Christian and animist and some Muslim. But really, I'll tell you the truth, this is very economic right now. The people down here have a lot of resources, and they want control over them. They want to build roads. They want to build schools. They want to really build a new nation.
NPR's Frank Langford reporting from Juba, Sudan. Five Somali pirates arrived in South Korea today. They've been captured earlier this month after hijacking a cargo ship. They face charges, including attempted murder. This is NPR News. A cargo train and a passenger train collided in eastern Germany last night. Officials say at least eight people were killed, and they fear the death toll will rise because many passengers suffered severe injuries. The trains collided in heavy fog on a single-line track about 125 miles southwest of Berlin. The cause of the crash is under investigation. A cyclone is heading for northeast Australia. The same region has been devastated by floods. Cyclone Anthony is now a Category 2 storm with winds as strong as 80 miles per hour. Serbia's Novak Djokovic has won the men's title at the first Grand Slam tennis tournament of the year. Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, Djokovic beat Britain's Andy Murray in straight sets to win his second Australian Open.
Novak Djokovic was in command of the match from the start, looking at times more like an acrobat than a tennis player, jumping, sliding, and spinning to return everything Andy Murray could throw at him. Murray made Djokovic work hard for the 6-4 win in the first set, but Murray looked like a defeated man from the start in the second. Murray came alive in the third, and the match looked like it might go beyond three sets. But Djokovic was unstoppable and just seemed to be everywhere on the court, winning the third set 6-3. This is the second Australian Open title for Novak Djokovic, having also won it back in 2008. For Andy Murray, the loss was especially bitter. He lost last year's final in straight sets to Roger Federer and has yet to win a Grand Slam tournament. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Kim Clijsters won the women's final yesterday, beating Li Na of China. Clijsters will now move up one spot in the women's rankings to number two. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.